Hello and welcome to the Friday Night Supporters Club podcast. Well, yes, Friday. It should have been a Thursday, but it has been a really busy time here at the Venture Grow Up podcast in many ways. Work has been really hectic the last few weeks. We've got a big project. We've designed and trying to get across the line a new range of medical fridges, which we're nearly there to go in today just to finish a few bits off. But we're nearly there. Not only that, IT issues as well, which I've managed to repair today. So that's why this is out on a Friday evening rather than Thursday. But hopefully you understand that. I hope you're well. Hope you are having a good week. The weekend, the weather is looking again pretty wet, rather annoyingly. It's not ideal, but sometimes it gives us an excuse to stay inside and focus on the jobs that don't need blazing sunshine and don't need to be outside. And that's certainly the case that in my plans for this weekend, which will be coming up in just a moment. But firstly, I want to focus on growing Welsh onions, which is included in this month's seed pack. Now, Welsh onions are a crop that I've grown before. They are a perennial and they do come back year after year after year. Just like chives, they're very similar to chives in many ways, but more oniony. And they don't really get much mention. They don't get much love, which is a shame because they are incredibly hardy. They are easy to grow and they are just brilliant if you want something reliable that just keeps growing. So all I've done is I've taken a pot and I've just sowed those seeds thinly on the top of the pot with compost, of course, in it. Don't need much in the way of warmth, so a windowsill or cold greenhouse is fine. And what will eventually happen is that they will start to, those seeds will germinate, they'll start to grow. And once they are large enough to handle, we could plant them out or pot them into another pot in small clumps. So I would do the entire pot, to be honest. I'll keep them in that pot, let them grow and grow and grow, and eventually we will need to pot them up. I like to think of them as similar as chives, but they're more like onions. They don't bulb up like traditional onions, but you get those lovely long stems, just like your spring onions, that produce over and over and over again. They harvest again and again and again, and you can just pull the whole plants or just cut what you need and let them regrow. I tend to treat them like cut and come again salad leaves. So you just cut them when you need them, chop them up, add them to stir fries, soups, salads, anything that they just need a bit of love. Now, it is worth trying to grow a few pots of these eventually if you can. So in years to come, you will get more and more pots. But generally speaking, I let them die down over the winter and the following year they will come back. So again, a great one to go, just like chives. Another option to grow as a companion plant. There's just a lot that we could do. Now, as I said, it's going to be wet this weekend from what I'm seeing on the weather. Of course, it could be different where you are. I was out in the garden just now looking the chickens up. The wind has really picked up. I believe in some parts of the country we're also getting a storm, which isn't pleasant. But that's just the way it is, isn't it? We are in January and it does make gardening tricky. Now, my plan is I'm going to head down to the allotment early tomorrow morning. And when I get down there, all I'm planning to do is just do the pruning on my autumn raspberries. Now, that is a fairly easy job to do, to be honest. It takes me seconds. I actually do mine with my hedge trimmer and I go 15 centimetres from the ground, just run the hedge trimmer along and cut everything down. Pick up the raspberry canes and pop them in the compost bin. Really that easy. Give it a bit of a weed and a clear up, but that's it. That's how I do it. But of course, you could use secateurs or something like that. Then once we've pruned the raspberries, I'm going to give them a good tidy up, maybe a mulch with some compost. And then we're going to just go around clearing up some of the areas I've been concentrating on lightly, just the problem areas, and really just get everything sorted before the growing season, before spring really kicks in. Now, of course, another thing I'll be doing there is harvesting some parsnips, which is always welcome. Then back at home, I'm not so much giving myself the weekend off, but I'm not tackling that elm tree that I've been tackling for the last couple of weeks. That can wait. We've got an idea, but we just need the wind and the dry weather to really do it. So what I'm going to be doing instead is a bit of weeding out in the vegetable beds, just getting those tidied up and ready to go. Sowing lots of seeds indoors, various seeds that we haven't sown yet, various seeds that need sowing, leeks, sprouts, anything like that. Potting up a lot of our seedlings that are getting young. I want to sweep my paths as well and just make sure that everything in my allotment go through my plans. That's my kitchen garden, not allotment, sorry. Just make sure that we are all on track. Nothing too frantic, just steady progress. Now, added to that, you might be thinking to yourself what you could be doing this weekend, and I do like to share a few ideas of what you could do yourself. And rather than big clearing or pruning jobs, it's some low-effort, high-value tasks that I think suit a wet weekend that we might have. So checking your seed stocks and just make a short sowing plan for the next 2 to 3 weeks is a good idea. Something you can do quite easily on your kitchen table. Saves you going outside and getting wet. Keeps you in a warm, but still do some gardening. Getting through your seed trays and pots, giving them a good clean, labelling them, and just making sure that you're making yourself ahead of the game, ahead of the curve when it comes to seed sowing. Check on your overwintering plants. It's saying you may have to venture outside your pet crops for pests or rot, anything like that, including any that you have in store as well. Thin out crowded seedlings rather than potting everything on. That might be an idea of something you might do as well. Cleaning your tools, again, like your pots, your trays, everything like that. Just give them a good clean. Make sure they're not carrying any dirt or infection. They're going to give you a good chance to get ahead for the coming year. If it is dry and not too windy, it's a good idea to ventilate your greenhouse or cold frame just to reduce the amount of damp that you might have. And then if you can get outside, mulching the beds is a good idea if the soil isn't too waterlogged. And going for your notes as well. So just a few ideas of what you could do yourself. Hopefully that helps you out. Right, well, with that, I'm going to pack this one up and go and do a few more things. I'll be back again on Sunday for you. Got a few emails to reply to as well. But in the meantime, please take care.